read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Last week it was announced the Milwaukee Bucks' new arena will be named the Pfizer Forum, but this week it is being reported that Pfizer received $12.5 million as an incentive to keep its headquarters in Brookfield. Pfizer won't say how much it paid for the naming rights to the new arena, but Bucks officials have said they expect $7 to $10 million a year for the next 20 years. State Senator John Erpenbach, who voted against the deal, said it made the state legislature and governor look foolish. The Milwaukee Common Council is not banning bird scooters. Rather, they are acknowledging a Wisconsin state law that prohibits them. The electric scooters hit the streets earlier this summer, but are not street legal in Wisconsin yet. The Common Council is expected to vote to ask the state to change the law to explore how they would work. Read number two. Acting Milwaukee County Sheriff, For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Acting Milwaukee County Sheriff Richard Schmidt is under scrutiny for comments he gave during a podcast in October of 2017. State Rep and WRRD host Yocasta Zamarripa pointed out at a news conference at the Milwaukee County Courthouse Schmidt's personal opposition to gay marriage, as others pointed out, his opposition to abortion, and claim his urging wives to be obedient despite an instance of violence is a call to stay in abusive relationships. For his part, Schmidt says critics are trying to politicize his religious beliefs. Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools Tony Evers is seeking a total of $969 million for special education funding. The increase of 163% would more than double the reimbursement rate for school districts' special needs costs. Advocates for special needs children are calling the budget long overdue. The proposal will be made in September. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Top U.S. intelligence officials have warned the 2018 midterm elections are possible targets of Russian cyber attacks and disinformation. According to officials, Wisconsin government websites were probed by Russian hackers, and Wisconsin and other battleground states were targeted by sophisticated social media campaigns that utilized issues such as race, gun control, and transgender rights. In May, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee reported, quote, Russian actors scanned databases for vulnerabilities, attempted intrusions, and in a small number of cases, successfully penetrated a voter registration database. Acting Milwaukee County Sheriff Richard Schmidt is under scrutiny for comments he gave during a podcast in October of 2017. State Rep and WRRD host Yocasta Zamarripa pointed out at a news conference at the Milwaukee County Courthouse Schmidt's personal opposition to gay marriage, while others pointed out his opposition to abortion and claim his urging wives to be obedient despite an instance of violence is a call to stay in an abusive relationship. For his part, Schmidt says critics are trying to politicize his religious beliefs. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Packers linebacker Jake Ryan suffered a knee injury in training camp while pursuing rookie Equanimeous. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Packers linebacker Jake Ryan suffered a knee injury in training camp while pursuing rookie Equanimeous St. Brown. Ryan had 50 tackles last year as part of Blake and Jake show in the Packers middle linebacking core. Ryan is the final year of a four-year $1.9 million deal and will undergo an MRI today. Meanwhile, the Packers gear up for the 2018 campaign. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Packers linebacker Jake Ryan suffered a knee injury in training camp while pursuing rookie Equanimeous St. Brown. Ryan had 50 tackles last year as part of the Blake and Jake show on the Packers middle linebacking core. Ryan is in the final of a four-year $1.9 million deal and will undergo an MRI today. Meanwhile, the Packers gear up for the 2018 campaign. And the Brewers won yesterday 5-2 in Los Angeles. They take on the Dodgers again tonight at 9 p.m. Also, the deadline for non-waiver trades is today at 3 p.m. Weather and outros. High today near 80, mostly sunny. Wednesday, 83, mostly sunny. Thursday, 75 and cloudy with a chance of thundershowers. Friday, 82 and sunny. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Keith Gosted.